part of the revolution today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Last night, we, in the, I think, the third hour of the show, it started talking about this 9-12 thing, and we should probably finish it up because we only got through three, I believe, of the nine principles. And this is something that one of our competitors has come up with, Glenn Beck. And people sometimes will compare us to Glenn Beck. They will ask us, we've had somebody call in within the last couple weeks on the air to ask, well, how are you guys different? Because Glenn Beck claims to be a libertarian, and somebody listening to this show might label us as libertarians, although I personally don't care much for that label these days, particularly because people like Glenn Beck have applied it to themselves. Because I believe in true liberty, the ability to live your life however you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, leaving everybody else alone in order so they can live their lives how they want to, and allowing others to be free so you can be free. And people like Glenn Beck and Neil Bortz, they haven't quite gotten that yet. They're not there, and I don't know if they'll ever get there. Maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Well, but, you know, it takes, I think the older somebody is, the less likely they are to take on new ideas. Mm. I think it takes a little more to do that. And I think also, the more, you know, somebody who's on the radio is less likely to change their opinion because they just, you know, they're the top of the pyramid, you know, they're the preacher preaching to the audience, and for them to change their opinion would mean that they were wrong, and it's
it would show them to be fallible human beings and somehow put them down on the level of their audience, basically.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what I mean, but it just, like, sort of the way people are, the more people you speak something to, the more real it is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And those people in talk radio, you know, can speak to millions of people. So, the more real what they say is, and the less likely it is that they would change it, I guess.
So just to kind of clarify further, maybe some of the differences between Free Talk Live and, say, a host like Glenn Beck. We're going through his 9-12 project thing. There are nine principles, he says, 12 values, and we've been through the first three, so if you missed those, you can tune in to our archive from last night at freetalklive.com. Let's pick up with number four here, and here it is. The family is sacred. This is from the 912project.com. The family is sacred. My spouse and I are the ultimate authority, not the government.
So what, I'm giving reaction to this?
I mean, you're the married one, so I mean, I figured that makes the most sense.
I think that I think mostly I agree with that. I do think that it's a good if you're going to have government, that the government that comes from the husband and wife is good governance. Generally, I also think that kids should have some level of say in their lives, probably earlier than they get to say it now. I went to work at 12. The government says I can't go to work until I'm 14 or 15. And really, they make it so difficult for people to hire me that really it's the answer is 16.
16, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter whether, Laura or myself want to let Jack work at 12. The government says he can't. But, you know, I don't at the same time think that it's that cool if we put Jack to work at 12 and then, you know, take his paycheck and not let him have any of it or anything like that. I think that there can be, you know, ways that kids are mistreated. So I think kids should have a certain level of freedom that they aren't given. If, for instance, a child is in a bad situation, shouldn't that child be able to leave that bad situation?
Absolutely.
Make the decision to leave?
Rather than having the police forcibly bring them back to their parents'
and
house.
And it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it absolutely happens. And the fact is, when a child leaves, you know, say they know that they basically have to run to someplace because they can't go for help anywhere nearby because they put other people in danger. So if a friend of the parents of a friend decide to take them in, they're harboring a fugitive. The cops will give them all kinds of trouble. They could get, legal problems. The kid can't go to work, so they're relegated to child prostitution if they need to make
right.
it on their own. I'm not kidding.
No, it's true. It's
I'm
true.
Not kidding. I mean, that's the way it is. Essentially, you lump it with however bad it is with your parents, and there are bad parents out there. I'm not going to say there aren't. Or you turn to child prostitution and live on the street.
Number five, if you break the law, you pay the penalty. Justice is blind and no one is above it.
Well, I like the idea of no one being above justice. I get that. You know, I think that I think the law and order mentality that the law is always right kind of stinks because the law is often wrong. And the people that break bad laws are good individuals. So I have problems with that kind of law and order mentality that I'm hearing there.
That's what I hear from if you break the law, you pay the penalty. I mean, certainly if I'm going to engage in civil disobedience, breaking the man laws, the statutes, the codes and all that, then I expect that something will likely happen to me. I mean, there is that mentality there, I think, with that statement, but at the same time, it's a statement of the obvious at the same time. Like, if you break their statutes, there is a good chance that you will pay some sort of price, whether it's you shelling out the cash to make it go away, as most people do, or going to jail in lieu of giving them cash. That's kind of stating the obvious.
There's a lot of instances where people don't have those options, and I think that I like the idea of them being implemented, in an egalitarian fashion. I don't like the idea that rich people can get away with stuff that poor people can't. That stinks, and it is the way the system is designed today.
Yeah, and the system basically is that. Well, the system people are above the law. I mean, clearly they are. They are breaking their own rules day in and day out, and there's no end to the stories where it's clear, crystal clear, that they break their own rules and they get away with it. So, again, if this is just a principle, then I would agree with that. I think that the people that call themselves the government should be accountable. If you're going to have them, if you're going to have a government, then they should be accountable to their own rules. I'm not sure if that's what they're calling for here, but it sounds kind of like it. So that's a relatively agreeable statement, minus the mentality of the law and order mentality, which I don't really too much care for. Number six, I have a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, but there is no guarantee of equal results. Can't really disagree there, right?
Nope. I've got no real disagreement with that.
Number seven, I work hard for what I have, and I will share it with who I want to. Government cannot force me to be charitable.
You know, the last two statements, that one and this one, I don't disagree with, from their on their face. But at the same time, I do always hear this certain amount of miserliness that comes from sort of the fiscal conservative side mm-hmm. and the Republican side and things like that. People are like, you know, I don't give you nothing. I think it's fine that you feel that way. And it may even be the most moral stance. It may be that choosing not to give money to poor people or choosing not to give money to not-for-profits may be and investing it in a business and something you do well and therefore providing to people jobs and goods and services and all that other stuff. Maybe that's the most efficient use of your money. However, the attitude that goes with it, that doesn't make any friends, doesn't win any arguments, doesn't influence any people.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. It's when you read the statement, it's, again, word-wise, it makes sense, but at the same time, it doesn't sound very compassionate, right? I work hard for what I have, and I will share it with who I want to. Okay, so if you dig real hard, there's some compassion there. Like, okay, they're saying that they're willing to share it with who they want to share it with, but then the next statement, government cannot force me to be charitable. True. I mean, charity, I think, is a voluntary act. If it's true charity, if it's a true giving, it has to be voluntary. But I think you're right. It's just stated in a way that seems kind of it just feels like it has a harsh edge to it.
Yeah. And I had from the other side, I had a conversation with a gal who probably would call herself a progressive. I think it was over the weekend. It may have been the weekend before. I'm not sure. And we were talking about the sort of how would charity exist in a world where government didn't force that to happen. And I explained to her that, there's a big difference in the way government administers charity and the way the free market administers charity and how efficient those things are. In the government paradigm, 70 cents on every dollar goes to pay middle-class government bureaucrats that administer the welfare system, and then you've got 30 cents that trickles down. Of that 30 cents, then you're talking about those got the rock and roll music coming up. I'll finish up here when we get back.
Okay, we'll talk about charity here in a moment. And maybe we can rephrase that. Let's see if we can rephrase this particular one to be a little bit more, charitably oriented. I suppose. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got two more to go here. We'll get to your phone calls about whatever you want as well, whether it's this or something else that might happen to be on your mind. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world. Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Hey, Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They include our webcam and our chat room, both on the same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, get interactive, cam.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. create your very own website with their free web builder tools and templates. And use the code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com today to receive your first month completely free. If you don't use the code FTL, you don't get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that number brought to you by Sickle CAI. We're going to get to your phone calls about whatever you want. Just want to finish up real quick the nine principles here. We're doing a little compare and contrast because some people have asked us about, well, how different are you from Glenn Beck? And I would say fairly different on a number of issues, specifically immigration, the war on drugs. Those are two I can think of. Oh, the war. How about the war? There's that, too. So there's three right off the top of my head. But we figured we'd go down this 9-12 thing, because I've heard it mentioned before, the 9-12 Project. I didn't really know what it was, so went and I pulled up their website.
Yeah, and I was we were talking about, what was principle number four or five?
Number seven.
Number seven.
Where they phrase it as, I work hard for what I have, and I'll share it with who I want to. Government cannot force me to be charitable.
And, you know, I was relaying a story that I, you know, recently experienced. I was talking to a progressive gal, and, you know, she's... was concerned that people wouldn't support charity if the government was taken out of the equation. And it may very well be true that there may be some miserly people out there that would choose not to give as much money. It may be that people would then, you know, it may be the opposite, that since the government isn't taking care of things, that people feel obligated to give more money, and more money would be given. I don't know, but I would say on the aggregate, less money would be required to give. Because here are a couple of reasons, and you're going to have to do a little creative math with me, everybody, because I'm talking about a fantasy world where the government doesn't rob you to give money to other people.
Yeah. You get everything, take home, and then you decide.
Right. So in this world, the current one, the government pays 70 cents out of every dollar that goes into welfare to middle-class government bureaucrats. So there's 70 cents. In a lot of cases, when you're talking about charities, you're talking about, you know, say the what's the one where that everything goes into one pile?
The United Way.
Yeah, the United Way is a good example. And now it's my understanding that their numbers are like 70% of the dollars that come in go out to people that need it. Right.
I don't know, but I've always heard good things about them, so I gave them some money this year.
So last year. So when you're talking about numbers like that, that's the opposite of what the government does. So they're already a 40% increase on top of that, and obviously they've got a certain amount of infrastructure. They're taking a look at which charities are good in their opinion and which ones are bad. So
not only that, but when you give to the United Way, if you want to specify, you can tell them, well, I don't really care much for that charity, so don't send any of my money there. You can earmark your funds with them. So maybe for whatever reason they like the charity, but you don't, you can say, no, don't want to send those, not those guys.
But when you're looking at other charities, there are many charities out there, usually religious ones, where 100% of the money that you donate to the charity goes to the cause that you're looking for. So you're talking about significantly better numbers on the amount of dollars that go into charity.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you cut the amount of dollars that went into charity in half, and then you know people gave half the amount that they're being forced to give to the government, it would still be a more efficient use of dollars getting to poor people. Secondly, on the government system, you have people, and I don't know how many, and nobody can tell you how many are living on the government system. They're generation to generation on welfare. They're just never going to get off
right.
It. They're unproductive, and they don't know a different way of life, and they don't desire a different way of life because things are fine for them. Obviously, I don't think anybody out there agrees with supporting those people, except for politicians that want to see them basically enslaved to their lifestyle, and therefore enslaved for votes.
Yeah.
So when you take those people out of the equation, how many fewer, because with a regular charity, they'd have to go every month or whatever and say, hey, I need some more money. And at some point or another,
meet with a social worker or something like that.
The charity's going to say, well, this is how you get a job and, you know, this is how you get a home. And they're going to help them with these issues.
Right.
And at some point or another, the spigot gets turned off, and you know they're off on their own. They're little fledgling wings. They have to fly away from the nest, and that's the way these things are supposed to work.
Yeah.
So once you take those people that are generationally on welfare out of the equation, I don't know, maybe half, maybe you need a quarter.
Yeah. What's the percentage?
I'm just guessing here.
Right.
Maybe you need a quarter of the amount of dollars. Also, when you're talking about government funds, people use them in a less efficient fashion. People will take the food stamps to the store, and maybe they're buying filet mignon instead of hamburger, that kind of thing. All you have to do is read the new, there's a new book out called Three Cups of Tea, I believe, and it's talking about building schools in Afghanistan, I believe. It cost them $10,000 to build a school. The United States government couldn't build one for $100,000. You know, like they're making comparisons.
Try millions. Yeah.
I mean, in Afghanistan.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I mean,
they don't even put air conditioning in these places, right?
Right.
So you know, they compare government to private, and private wins by a long shot. I'd say this is just me speaking here. You need 10% of the money that currently goes into charity to make things work in the free market, currently goes through the government to make things work in the free market. And then just think how much, I would say that people would donate more than 10% of what they currently have to give. So just think how much better things would be if it went through the private system.
Right. And of course, there's also the factor that you get to decide. So if you decide a charity isn't really worthy, then you don't give them your money. Whereas if you don't like what the government's doing, then, well, you're SOL.
Yep, I'm sick and tired of my money going to NAMBLA or whatever.
So maybe let's rephrase real quick. Number seven, their original phrasing, I work hard for what I have and I'll share it with who I want to. Government cannot force me to be charitable. Let's try to rework that into maybe a more compassionate statement, because I think it's important for people in the liberty movement to really come from a position of compassion when they're talking about these things. I understand that a lot of people in this movement have come from the right. I mean, that's where I came from, too.
Me, too.
But I think that getting away from that miserly viewpoint that you were talking about.
The sound
about,
of it.
Yeah, is really important. So how
because
about...
I think our ideas are best. And I'm not saying the right's ideas, but I think that the liberty movement and the right kind of share similar ideas here. I think those ideas are the best. They just need to be portrayed in a fashion that that will get across to people, that will work for them. And really, this right versus left paradigm allows people to clash over this issue. I'm not trying to clash with people. I'm trying to bring them on board to my way of thinking.
And to show them the best way to get people the help that they need. And I think that's where we should come from on this. So something to, and I haven't written this down, it's just kind of off the top of my head, you know, something to the effect of charity is best given on a voluntary basis, where we get to choose which charity we give to, and only the free market allows for that. I mean, that's a real general statement. It's probably not as well crafted as it could be.
Not flowery, yeah.
But I don't think that has necessarily that gimme kind of aspect to it. I don't think that has the hoarding feeling attached to it that their original statement does.
I agree.
1-800-259-9231. I'm sure you can think of a better one. You're welcome to share it with us here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want as well. We've got two more to go. The nine principles. See what those are here in moments. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey Water Filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We give them to you, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and it's all free for you. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. The 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. Because, over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh yeah, it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. As we continue to analyze the nine principles of the so-called 9-12 project that talk show host Glenn Beck has put together, a man that likes to tout himself as a libertarian, and I think that he's coming in the right direction. I think he's coming in the right direction, albeit slowly. And he should be encouraged to come in the direction of liberty, but he certainly is not completely liberty-oriented. So we're just kind of going down his nine principles to show some of the differences between the show and the viewpoint found frequently on this program and his, perhaps. And we're at number eight. Number eight, it is not un-American for me to disagree with authority or to share my personal opinion. As somebody who supports freedom of speech, I can't disagree with that.
Sounds right to me.
I'd say it's pretty darned American to disagree with people calling themselves authorities.
I don't know what American is. It seems like,
your definition is as good as anyone else's.
Right. That's really what it comes down to is, the same people that will say it's American to disagree will disagree that it's American to disagree when it comes to the war.
The military.
Yeah, the military or something like that. Whoa.
You got to support the troops.
Yeah, we got to support the troops. They've got a flag. Yeah. They must be American.
And I would imagine that that would be one area of pretty severe disagreement between us and Glenn Beck.
Yeah, I suspect. One of the things about many of the talk show hosts is they don't allow people to call in and disagree with them in the same way that we do here on Free Talk Live. You know, we're able to handle those kind of things where many of them aren't.
Well, it's because we come from a position of principle on the issues, whereas these guys, I mean, they're calling these principles, but they don't really have any real principles that guide their viewpoint on the issues as they come up. So that's why they have to be very, very choosy about who they talk to. Otherwise, somebody might catch them in a lie or catch them with their pants down, on the air, and that could look real bad for them because they're instructed, when they're being brought up in the world of talk radio, they're instructed to always be right. To never change their mind. These are things we were told when we were starting out in talk radio. And, of course, I rejected most of the things that they told me. But one of the things they teach you in behind the scenes in talk radio is that your position is the right position, that you should never change it. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, number 9. The government works for me. I do not answer to them. They answer to me. Well, now, isn't that a nice little fantasy?
Yeah, it's cute. You ought to write fiction. That's the idea. That's the claim. The government works for you. But I wish you luck acting like that's true.
Yeah, I don't really see those people acting that way. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, you're making generalizations now. Maybe some of them are, but likely they'll end up in jail shortly if they do.
Well, I mean, they're out there doing their little Tea Party things, right? They're out waving signs and stamping their feet. I think what I really see them doing is this is kind of like a foot stamping number here, number 9, that the government works for me. I don't answer to them. They answer to me. I just kind of feel like they're just having a little hissy tantrum, basically, because they don't act that way. If you really believe that to be the case, then you would act like that was the case, and begging is not acting like that. And that's what I see the Tea Parties as, is essentially mass begging, as most protests tend to be. Hey, please stop doing this to us!
I don't know. I mean,
that's not saying that that they work for you. That's begging. You don't beg your servants to behave in a different fashion. If that's what you really believe about them.
I'm of the opinion that, a protest is a protest, and they're out there saying no in the best way that they can. I admit to, even for myself, I admit to not being able to say no as forcefully as I'd like to say no when it comes to the government people. But I don't think I'm not willing to besmirch that by calling it a hissy or anything like that.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And there's a quote here from Thomas Jefferson that I've been skipping these quotes that have been applied, but I'll throw this one in. He apparently said, "I consider the people who constitute a society or nation as the source of all authority in that nation." And indeed, that's again Thomas Jefferson. So if you look at the definitions of what a society is or what a state is, that's what the definition is a state is a society, and a society is a voluntary organization of people who've come together for a common purpose. They've joined together into this society for the purpose of, for instance, providing one another with protection services. I mean, that's what people believe about the government. They believe that the government's there to be their servant and to protect them, and that, they entered into this agreement for the purposes of getting these services from the government. I mean, that's what the pitch is, basically, and that's what they're trying to suggest here. But then there's reality, which says the complete opposite. The reality says that the government is nothing more than a strange group of men and women who are willing to point guns at you and throw you in a jail cell if you don't go along with whatever arbitrary diktats they come up with. And of course, they use the cover of the system to give them legitimacy. They'll say, "Well, you voted for us, you know. Hey, if you don't like the rules, you can just vote for somebody else and change the rules. This is right. Your system. You voted."
They claim consent is a thing that comes from the whole, not from the individual. Mm. And I would claim that the whole, the group, the nation, the society, whatever voting populace there is, can't take away my ability to decide. Just because 9 people decided that, we do it that way, and I'm the one guy who disagrees, doesn't make them right.
It's true. Once again, 800-259-9231. And then they go through these 12 values, not going to go through those. So there you have it, the 9-12 Project. Some agreement, some disagreement, and I don't really have anything else to say about that. So we will go to your phone calls. If you dial in, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up absolutely anything. Otherwise, there's a little bit of news here. The census form hit me the other day. Got the census form in the mail. Did you not? You didn't get yours yet?
I don't have a mailbox.
Well, didn't they send you the little warning letter? They didn't give that to you.
I don't have anything like that.
Huh. Okay. But they did send somebody up to your front door, right?
They GPSed the front door.
So there was a census bureaucrat who got the location of your home, but mm-hmm. they're unable to send something to you because they rely on the U.S. mail service.
Living in, they claimed that rural housing makes it difficult to count all the people. Mm-hmm. Yes, that much is true, and I have rural housing, and that's fine. I didn't put up a box for the government for the government to take from me, which is what a U.S. mailbox is. They claim they claim that once you have, I guess it's once you have U.S. mail written on it, that you can no mm-hmm. longer, that no one can put anything in it besides U.S. mail, which I find to be abhorrent, since I went and bought it.
Right.
And if my friend wants to put something in that box for me, that's none of the government's business.
Absolutely. I remember when I first found that out, I was appalled by it. I was much younger, and I was walking around my neighborhood that I was growing up in, delivering some sort of flyer. I don't even remember what the purpose of it was, but delivering flyers to people. And, of course, I was just opening people's mailboxes and putting them in there until I came across a group of people sitting out in front of their yard who promptly informed me as I opened their mailbox that I was committing some sort of federal crime by doing that. And I was just astounded by learning that. So David Kramer over at LouRockwell.com makes some interesting observations about the census form. He points out that why doesn't the census form mention any penalty if I don't fill out the form, nor mention any penalty if I give false information? It doesn't ask for my Social Security number for a change. There isn't even a place for me to sign the form.
I saw the Social Security number on the proposed form that I saw, so whatever.
I'm comparing this to the income tax form and all of its warnings and required signature. Even the mattress you buy for your bed has a tag that says it should not be removed under the penalty of law. It says the envelope that the form is mailed in does say your response is required by law, but that envelope's not a legal document. We'll get to a little bit more of this year's census talk in a moment. Also, your calls about what you want at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing, door-to-door for 12 grueling hours and an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, and Acura battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida, March 20th. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Visit the Coca-Cola display at your local Sweet Bay supermarket for an exclusive ticket discount. Sweet Bay, where saving you money is our passion.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark's going to share a story about a kind of disturbing ruling out of Massachusetts Supreme Court. We'll get to that here in a bit. 800-259-9231. Also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the website, the fact that all the features there are totally free, well, then we'd ask for your voluntary support. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Certainly would appreciate your help because we reinvest that money into the show and get on more radio stations as a result, bringing more internet listeners on board as well. We just restarted the Google AdWords a couple weeks ago, and I reworded the ads a little bit and have been getting some pretty good response, getting like a 3% click-through ratio on a couple of the searches that people do.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think
3% is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're getting 1%, I think you're doing all right. 3%, I think you're doing fairly well. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get all the details on the program. You'll learn about some of the perks that you get access to as a result of being a Free Talk Live amplifier, like the Amp Only Forum, the Amp Only podcast as well. And so we're talking briefly here about the census. I managed to dig my form out of the trash during the break.
He's not kidding, folks.
Nope. And David Kramer over at LouRockwell.com has pointed out here that the envelope that the form is mailed in does say that your response is required by law. But the envelope's not a legal document, just like the Declaration of Independence isn't a legal document. The outer envelope isn't even addressed to you. But it is addressed to the address. It's sent to resident at whatever your address might happen to be. So they don't even know who you are. No penalty warning.
I love that.
Right. No penalty warning, no social security number required, no signature required. So he's just kind of making some observations about the form here, because some people are scared that if they don't send this in, that there's going to be a $100 fine that is assessed to them.
Right, and one has to wonder, you know, like who... you know, they don't know who lives there. At least they're not claiming to know who lives there. How can they charge anyone in the house with anything if they don't know who lives there?
I don't think they can.
They can't.
Right.
That's really the long and the short of it. You know, if I wouldn't tell the census worker my name, that would be important. So if the house is in your name, hi, are you Mr. Edge? No. Who's asking? You know, or whatever. You know, who's asking? And then they'll have to tell you or whatever.
Yeah, you have no obligation to answer their questions.
Yeah, Mr. Edge isn't here right now.
So I still plan on answering the door when they come here with a video camera and asking them some questions. Like, if you're asking questions, then you're not answering their questions, right? So that if you feel like talking to them, that might be a way to go about it.
I think it's fine if this is how one wishes to amuse oneself.
This is how I intend to amuse myself.
Right.
In the next few months.
Don't expect that the extraordinarily low level government bureaucrat. I mean, this is a part time government bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Is going to have any answers for you. I mean, all you're going to do...
No, they've got their script or whatever it is that they're following, and I understand that. So, yeah, you definitely don't want to give them any identifying information. Anything that you give them, they will probably try to use against you. But even if they do figure out who you are somehow, maybe they...
They ask neighbors.
They'll ask neighbors.
Yeah,
right. So if they go and they do that, and then all of a sudden a threat comes to you saying that, well, if you don't fill this out, you're going to have to pay $100. Well, why don't you just find out what happens? See if they can somehow do that to you. I suppose they could jack it from your IRS check. I suppose that's a possibility. But blogabile.com, the guy behind that website.
How can they charge you without some kind of hearing?
Well, they can do whatever they want to do, right? I mean, the TSA does that.
Yeah, they
remember, they send people fines to their home if they get caught with something that they're not supposed to have.
It's completely unenforceable.
Right, they snatch it from them, and then they send a fine. Well, our friend Russell Canning, one of the activists up here, received one of these fines. I think it was in the amount of $2,500 or something like that. It was something outrageous, and he's never paid it. Okay. Of course, Russell also I don't think pays taxes either, so I don't know if they would try to, again, levy it from taxes. But if you're going to pay it anyway, if you're the kind of person who's like, well, I'll just pay the $100, well, why don't you just not pay the $100 and see what happens? I can tell you that I plan on, if they somehow find out who I am, not paying them. Maybe I should talk to my tenants, though, and tell them not to reveal any info.
I don't think that, you know, that people telling somebody at a door next door identifies who necessarily comes to, who lives there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ian Freeman lives there. Well, just because you answered, you know, somebody answered the door with a video camera doesn't mean that that person is Ian Freeman.
No, that's true.
I mean, they just don't have anything there.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So we'll see how this develops here over time. The census form is out, and it's in mailboxes around the country. If you want to share your experiences, we'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Tom, listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah. Now, the form asks for person number one. And then
yes.
Person number two, who is related to person number one? How are you related to them, if any? Person number three, person number four, how are these people, and so on, how are these people related to person number one? So if you leave the thing totally blank, if you don't have any numbers to any persons, the fine goes to person number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there is no person number one.
Right.
So which person is person number one? How can they find person number one when nobody nobody is person number one because nobody filled out the form identifying somebody to be person number one?
Right.
However, more rebellion value, I find, is what I did. I put down the correct number of people who live here and the names of each one, okay? Name, rank, and serial number. Well, I just name and then... The only thing I put down was race, because I get to put down other and then fill in human race, which is, for rebellion value, more valuable, more enjoyable than leaving it blank. Okay? It goes
because
a step further than... Because if everybody puts down human race, see, then this is more rebellious than leaving it blank. Saying something nasty or obnoxious or sarcastic is more fun than remaining silent.
But what's the value in the sort of the long run? I'm trying to get where you're going with it. I don't disagree with your point, Tom. I think there might be more value in it. What is, you know, when they get human race there, it's going to screw up their numbers as far as race, and that is their biggest demo. They really care very much about that one.
And I don't encourage people to lie about any of the stuff over there, but if you're going to lie about your race, put down something outrageous like Guamanian, okay? Because then you're going to have like 83 times as many people putting down that they're Guamanian than there actually are. And so that'll garbage in, garbage out.
That sounds like kind of a fun way to answer it. If you feel like you are one of those people, like Wayne, for instance, our Wednesday night co-host, he says he's going to fill out the one question about, you know, the constitutional question about how many people are in your household. And that sounds like kind of a fun way to do that. If you're going to fill some of it out, you might as well put in human race or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm morally opposed to filling out the race question, but I kind of like this human race thing. I will admit to that.
It's a neat idea.
Yeah,
and also, one other thing I did just for fun, and that is there's this barcode that you have to put the form into the envelope so that the barcode shows up, but you can take a black pen and fill in some of the parallel lines there and extend some of the short lines that don't stick all the way up or stick all the way down, or the one on the left there. You can fill in those a little bit, and so that way it won't scan. And if they take a look closely, somebody did spell it, just for fun. Okay, you gotta have some fun with the bureaucrats too.
You might as well have fun with them. Absolutely, Tom. Any other tips you want to share?
No, you only get this chance once every 10 years. You might as well make the most of it and have as much fun as you can, okay?
Very good, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So share your tips, your suggestions. How are you handling the census? What's your approach? Are you going to be ignoring it completely? Will you be going Tom's route and giving them silly information? Something else entirely that we haven't thought of yet. 1-800-259-9231. Mark, you're not doing anything because you haven't even gotten the form. We know that Wayne's
They'll probably come to my house, and we have one of those, it's a motion-detecting sprinkler head
to
keep big critters, in our case, away from the garden. Maybe I could put it on in the drive, the area where cars drive up, because we park inside in the sanctity of the garage. However, somebody who's visiting... He's going to try to get them off the lawn.
Let's talk to Roy in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roy.
Hey there, guys.
Hey,
I wanted
Roy.
To talk a little bit about two personal experiences I've had with these surveillance cameras.
Okay, sure.
I know you guys mentioned about how England has so many, it hasn't cut down on crime and stuff. Well, a few years ago, our mayor got the bright idea that to fight crime, he needed to watch everybody.
Which city is this?
This is in Buffalo.
Okay, Buffalo. I'll tell you what, if you can hang through the news, we'll bring it back. You can tell us your stories in detail. So hang on. 800-259-9231. Also coming up, I believe we've got Pete Ayer with us from MotorhomeDiaries.com to talk about his encounter with some obnoxious cops and how he handled them here in moments. Hour number two is on the way.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.